with Thorn Truex.
Hi, Greg. This is not Greg. Is this Brad?
It is. Good.
Hi, Brad. It's Ann.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain too much. How are you doing out there?
Good. You know, trying to stay. Well, I just got back from Phoenix.
Oh, you did?
We lived our best life in Phoenix for a week, and now we're back in the cold. It's fine.
Are you going to go to Phoenix again in a couple weeks?
No, they're not sending me.
What?
I know. I have not been here, though, in all honesty. I was going to go, and then they were going to send me to IJO, and I just got back from, I was almost off a month.
Good for you.
I have to work. I have to work.
Do you?
I mean, if I want to pay bills, yes.
Well, okay, that's valid.
Fair, right?
My wife always just says I need to make more so that she doesn't have to work.
Oh, you know what? You're nice.
It's not working, but that's what she keeps telling me.
Oh.
It's fine. Let's see. I think Mark has got a couple things to visit with you about, I believe.
Of course. I love that.
Okay, let me put you on hold for a second.
All right.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hello there.
Are you back from wherever you were?
I am back. Thank you, baby Jesus. It's been a long month.
Well, you know, when you go on vacation for 2 weeks and then go on to another trip it does make for a long week. Long month, I should say. But that's all right.
It does. But
yeah.
Phoenix was nice, though. Centurion was very, very successful. It was good. I'm ready to be here. Like, I'd like to sleep in my bed for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yep, I'm with you.
So, but what's going on? We have a couple of diamonds. Did you get your Radiant finally?
Yes, they're coming. I hope. Well, I thought I'd see them today, but I haven't seen them yet. On the Radiance, the Marquis, I'm going to say it's probably going to be Saturday.
Okay.
My gentleman that was working with this guy, he had a heart attack yesterday. So,
oh, that's horrible.
So we are trying to pick up his pieces for his customers. And, you know, it's going to be, what it is. So we'll.
Oh, my God.
Yep, so things will be a little iffy for a few days, and
that's all right.
So
I will tell you the 202 Marquee, the ISA2. If that's not sold, I'll need that one overnighted back.
Okay, but can I show it on Saturday and then?
Yes.
Get it out.
Yeah, and if anyone else calls you, you never talk to me. You don't know anything.
That's right. I'm gonna
you
say
know nothing.
And who?
That's right. Like, who's Ann? Who are you guys?
We don't do business with you. Oh, that would freak them out to no end.
No, they wouldn't. Ooh. They'd be like, wait, what? Like, I work with RDI Trading. No, don't say that. They'd be like, what the hell's going on here, Ann?
Yes, they would. Oh, they'd come on us like stink them on. It would be interesting.
It would be sad.
I have a, yep.
You have a customer who needs what? Tell me.
A 1.50 carat heart shape necklace is what we're going to end up. So I'm looking for price on a decent.
Funny, I saw a lot of heart jewelry at the show. How weird is that?
Well, I am trying to figure out, but we've had more. It calls on this stupid stuff. I'm saying hearts. They gag me. They're ugly. They're just whatever. But, yes, we'll have to at least give her a price quote. And
the only one I have in-house on a 150, I'll check my New York office, it's a HI one. The I one is really nice. It looks like an SI2, well, but on the third.
Well, but this gal will, no, she wants, she buys the nice.
Ooh.
So you see what they might have.
Okay.
And then you can get back to me, and that would be wonderful.
I can do that. I can definitely do that. Heart shape. What are you thinking, like H, G,
S, G? G to H, SI1.
Okay.
Something in that nature. Possibly a VS2. If, you know,
okay.
Heart should be cheap, but are they starting to go up?
I haven't seen a ton. I don't know. I don't sell heart.
Well,
oh,
that's
the
thing.
I
say the same thing. I'm sitting there going, Jesus, I don't.
I would think they would be, you know, I mean, if I had a guess, I'd say about, I mean, under 8 if you go VS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. I
said the same thing. I said 7 to 8 in my mind when I was talking to her.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we'll just have to see.
Okay.
What the world brings us, and.
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, it's going to be now. It's going to be a crazy ass month, and I don't know if I'll get to go to the show now because I don't have any staff.
Why?
To work.
Why?
So yeah, it's.
Wait, why don't you have staff though? I don't understand. What happened?
Well, okay, Greg's going to be gone probably a month with this heart attack, I'm assume.
Greg had a heart attack?
Yeah, Greg had a heart attack yesterday. And
oh, my God, I thought you meant the client did.
No. Greg,
oh
my Greggy,
God.
Had a heart attack yesterday afternoon.
Well,
so
Jesus,
he's on,
Mark, you didn't tell me that. That's horrible. Is
oh,
he okay?
I misunderstood. Yeah, no, that's why we're picking up the pieces for this customer because, you know, we don't know what all Greg is. He's been working with this guy for 2-3 weeks, and now so we're going through his box trying to figure out, okay, we're going to have to do this, we're going to have to do that, we're going to have to, you know, get stuff. But yeah, Greg had he had one artery 100%, one artery 90%, three of them 60%+.
Jesus.
But, you know, he's a walking time bomb, and we've been telling him that.
Smokes like
64.
Oh my God.
He smokes like a chimney.
Oh boy.
He loves his beer.
Oh boy.
And he is the king of junk food aholic.
Oh yeah, no, he's.
I mean, and he's a big boy, so and not. But he's tall. He's 6'5". So he carries his weight fairly well. But I'm guessing he's got to be, you know, 275, 280.
Oh boy, yeah.
But when he goes to McDonald's, it's 2 Big Macs.
Oh.
A fish Olay.
Oh.
A large fry and a large pop. That's his meal.
No. For lunch?
Oh yeah. That's one person.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's like 8,000 calories.
Right. Oh my God.
And you know, if you do that 2 or 3 times a week or however many, I mean, he's a Burger King. He's a McDonald's. He just gets into that stuff. But I said he's going to definitely have to change his lifestyle.
I mean,
so we're going to see what's going to happen here. But nevertheless, yeah. So he had surgery this morning. I mean, they were able to put a stent in one of them, and I don't know what they're doing with the rest. But they're
yeah. Wait. So where was he?
He was off yesterday. He was home. I had left a little early last night because we had some out-of-town friends come in that wanted to go out to dinner, and I no more than get to the restaurant, and my phone rings, and it's his wife saying, he had a heart attack, and we're in the emergency room. I said, well, keep me posted, because, I mean, it doesn't do me any good to go up there because I'm not family, so
yeah.
They're not going to let me in. And it's the same thing. Today he's in ICU, so... We'll keep
horrible.
It checked on, but yeah, it's the pits right now. But with him gone and Rick works, he's only a very limited 1 day a week type thing, part time. But he's supposed to be out of town, so he can't come back. And if Brad and I both go, that leaves one person in the store.
Oh geez, okay.
So unfortunately, yeah, we'll have to see what's going to happen.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll say a prayer for him. Please let him know I'm praying for him.
Oh, I think, yeah, he's got a lot of people. He's a nice, he's one of those super friendly. He can go to the bar, and his clientele, and I'm not saying this badly, but, you know, he likes to go to the bar and have a beer.
Yeah.
He brings a shitload of business in.
Does
that
he?
Damn bar, well, that bar business.
Oh,
I'm sitting at, you know, you're sitting at the bar and you're having a beer and, hey, my wife wants this or my wife wants that. Well, he's, man, he's good. I mean, it's a whole different type of clientele that usually are, I call the bar flies.
Right.
But they spend money.
They spend money. Good for him.
So I'm not going to discount that at all, but it's just, yeah. So it's, we're going to have to undergo a month or so of transition. Some hard, you know, we'll have to work extra hard, and those of us that are here, we're going to have to lose days off. And
right. Oh, jeez.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Oh, boy. All right. Well, if
yeah.
I can help. If I was there, I'd help, you know, more. If I can do anything, let me know. Tell them I'm...
Well,
put the fucking
like
Burger King down, damn it. Like, oh. You know, this is the thing, though. We all have our vices, right? Like, we just do.
Yes.
I drink soda. Like, I don't smoke. I don't really drink alcohol, but I drink soda, and I know it's bad for me. Like, I know it is, and it's my vice. It is my vice.
Yep.
I don't even drink, like, junk food. I don't even drink my sweet. Oh, and sweets. I would rather have a candy bar than a whole meal.
Ooh. I do, too, but I'm trying to be – my wife is, of course, a nurse, so she's on the – you know, you got to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
I exercise. I drink maybe 3 pops a week.
Oh,
so I don't think that's that bad.
No.
Well, and that's the other thing. Greg would probably have 3 to 4 pops per day.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me, Mark.
But you throw that on top of smoking,
yeah,
alcohol, fast food. He's a time bomb, and he was.
Yeah.
And he, you know, we should have seen it coming because he had to take a few days off a week ago because he just didn't quite feel right, and he had huge swelling in his feet.
Oh.
Well, that's part of it. Then he had poor circulation because that heart wasn't pumping blood down to his feet. And, you know, now you look back at the symptoms and you go, well, duh. We should have said, hey, get your ass to the doctor. He just took a few days off, kept off his feet.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I feel pretty good. Well, yeah, you would because you're not exerting. You're not doing that. So, so we're going to play it by ear for a week, and then we're going to have to make a decision what's going to happen. So we'll go from there.
Well, you let me know what I can do. Tell them I'm sending them prayers. And
yep. And like I said, check with your New York office, and we'll look for this heart, and we'll kind of go from there.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Yep.
All
right.
Bye.